Association.
For more information, visit Earshot.
Mike and Chris, the two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot. On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
We tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in.
And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been?
Are you giving you 10%?
Mechanism today.
Where'd you go?
It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening, so we can say most anything.
Nobody's there.
Nobody cares. We're all gonna die
someday. This is our show and nobody's listening.
CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Mike.
And we are here for another Wednesday Spectacular.
Spectaculum.
Spectaculum. Fringe Fest edition. Not really. We're not really affiliated with the Fringe Fest.
We're affiliated with the fringes, as affiliated as you can be with such things.
We are on the fringes. Our jackets have fringes.
Do you think when a rug has fringes, like, is that just me? Do you think the vacuum cleaner people did that as like a form of planned obsolescence? Like, they got together with the rug people and said, if you put fringes on the rugs, the vacuums will suck them up and eventually it'll make the spinning motor wheel
break down,
and then we can give you 10% of the profits.
I think that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
We are in a dystopian society, folks, where everyone is conspiring against us. And there's nothing we can do but sit here and accept it, because that's the way this world has been built for us.
Yeah, like, they don't even tell you to water plants anymore.
No.
And if they don't tell us to water plants, why am I going to water it? Yeah. And then it just dies.
And they have to go out and buy another plant.
Yeah.
Because they don't want you to keep your plants alive. They want you to buy more plants.
Have you heard of that term, industry plant?
Yeah.
Do you think that's real?
About the plant industry? Yeah. Oh, but industry plants about... Yeah, well, there's people who... The only thing they've ever done is know someone and have somebody want them to get paid.
You know, that what that means?
The whole... Like, well, an industry plant in the music industry is someone who is, you know, was just built... But, like, the Sex Pistols were an industry plant.
Right.
But, yeah, it's just someone who was built... Someone who knows someone and they're like... You know, it's all about people... Rich people wanting to get their friends paid. And said their friends can all take care of each other.
They still made a good album, though.
Yeah, the Sex Pistols made a great album.
I guess in spite of these things, good things can happen.
True.
But it's funny how punk, like, was an image from the get-go.
Oh, yeah. Before it was, well, yeah. Shortly after it was exciting music, it was a fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Be exploited. I'm gonna put these things away.
If you just have one, it's probably not gonna.
What's the sound of one rock scratching itself?
No sound.
Oh yeah, no sound.
There you go.
It's exciting. We've discovered the way.
Yeah.
Shablammo.
I'm in love with myself.
you think tennis elbow is real?
I mean, I know tennis players have elbows.
Yeah. But what are we talking about today?
Who knows? I think we're just trying to figure out what is real versus what is imaginary.
Yeah.
Like all my friends. Except, just kidding, I have friends. They exist.
Do you?
I don't know, I thought you were, but now I'm doubting it.
Because
you just questioned it.
I'm I mean, if I sow a seed of doubt in your mind, it's to teach you a lesson.
What's the lesson? Don't go.
Never doubt me.
Never doubt me. Beautiful. I've learned it. I have all the real friends, and they're all DJs.
Cool. Like, their name is DJ? Yeah. Or they, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think there's anyone who's a DJ whose name is DJ?
DJ DJ?
Yeah.
Probably.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
DJ. What does that usually stand for? Like, I know that, like,
Dylan James is a common one.
Oh, Derek John?
Derek John. Whatever DJ Tanner's original names was.
Diane Joan.
Diane Joan Tanner.
Yeah. Did Bob Saget die?
I believe so.
Yeah. Was he a good stand-up, or was it just that because it was so weird to see Danny Tanner being crude?
I think it was more Danny Tanner being crude that people... It was an event.
Right.
Because I think if you're noticeably crude, it's very hard to be a good stand-up. Because, like, to the point where, like, you could be crude and be a good stand-up.
What about Jessel Neck? He's crude. Yeah. But he writes good jokes, though.
Yeah,
right?
He writes great jokes. Yeah. You don't really think of him as... I mean, you know he is crude.
But that's part of his
But you kind of don't think about his crudeness.
Yeah, because he's...
You don't...
No, it's not...
You don't go to an Anthony Jeselnik show because it's...
Because it's crude. Because the jokes are good.
The jokes are good, and yeah.
I remember you told me that, and I was like, really? Because I just thought, oh, this guy's trying way too hard to be crude, but that was just my perception. And then you said that, and then I thought, hey, this guy's pretty funny.
Yeah, like...
Because I gave it a chance.
Yeah, you just listen to the jokes, and it's like, oh, yeah, I know that he turns it on a dime.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also keeps really clean mouth, so that helps him. He doesn't swear very much.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
That's like doing your due diligence without needing people to notice that.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah.
Like, the less you swear, the more horrible things you can say.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Yeah. Like... The Don never swears.
Who?
Donald.
Oh, yeah.
Never swears.
I've never heard him swear.
Exactly.
He clean
probably
mouth.
Never will. Clean mouth,
clean guy.
Clean, great guy.
Yeah.
American hero.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else has had an assassination attempt?
I mean... It seems to me that the definition for an American hero is someone that gets shot.
Yeah, 100%.
That's... In time of war.
Yeah.
And there's a war on your freedom.
Boom. It's time to rise up.
Don't rise up. We're not telling anyone to rise up.
Open your window and shout, I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah. You said heck, so it's okay.
Yeah, I've got a clean mouth. I'm a clean guy.
Yeah.
This isn't last week.
Oh, man, there's a bass at... I was just looking at this guitar, and I was like, that guitar has kind of got a small neck on it. And there's a guitar... There was a bass at Salvation Army that was... It was like a purple three-quarter size PV bass.
Okay.
And they were selling it for $299. And I went... I was so annoyed with this, I went up to the teller, and I said, who priced this? Yeah. And she said, I don't know. And I said... Okay, I just wanted to let you know this is probably worth about $120.
Yeah.
And then after I said that, I said to my friend, why did I say that? Probably won't make any difference.
Well, I mean, at some point they'll want it off their shelves.
But, like, who's pricing this stuff?
I know. Well, they're trying to... They're
trying to make it seem like it's good?
Yeah, if you get it at a thrift store, it's got to be cheaper, right?
So, yeah, by that logic, like, it's... a bass like that, which was probably about $250 new.
Yeah.
But if it's $299 used,
yeah,
that means it was probably about $800 new.
Yeah.
And then I saw it behind the glass. Like, I don't understand the pricing on stuff. You notice that at thrift stores? Like, there'll be, like, some beautiful jacket or something that's, like, $6.
Yeah.
And then there'll be, like, a Nike swoosh t-shirt for $26 or maybe $15, but still.
Perceived value.
But I think they're just randomly pricing these things. Because I saw, like, an interface behind the glass. Like, it was just, like, a two-jack interface. It was a brand I'd never heard of. But there was a sticker on the box, the price sticker from Long and McQuaid that said $549.99.
Okay.
And they were selling it for $49.99. So who's pricing this stuff?
Yeah.
Like, that's a good deal.
Yeah.
I almost bought it.
You should have bought it.
But I don't need it. Yeah. But it was just such a good deal.
And you almost got it just
and I was thinking, whoa, I've never heard of this. I bet those preamps are going to make everything better.
Probably would.
For those who don't know, I'm not going to even explain because...
Which thrift store is this one?
Oh, Salvation Army on Roblin.
Ah, oh, that's so far away.
I like that one, though. It's good.
Yeah.
They're good pants there sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. Lots of Wranglers.
Oh, good old Wranglers.
And Rustlers.
Rustlers?
It's a cheaper version of Wrangler.
Nice.
But they're actually built by Wrangler.
Oh.
I found this out.
Wow, they're cannibalizing themselves.
Mm-hmm. I'd like a Wrangler. Is a Wrangler a type of car? It's a Jeep, right?
I think that's a Ranger. Range Rover.
No, I think there's a Jeep Wrangler.
Oh, that sounds right.
What if there was a Jeep Wrangler that was made entirely out of denim?
That'd be so cool.
Yeah. Like, why isn't Wrangler partnering with Wrangler?
Yeah, they should be for the Wrangler. Missed opportunity, boys.
And they can... Oh, I was going to say they can call it the Rustler, but that was already the... that was already what I... They already came up with Rustler. But that's such a good joke.
Yeah.
Like, the cheap version of Wrangler is Rustler.
Yeah, and then the cheap version of the other Wrangler would be a Rustler as well.
Yeah. We can't have two Rustlers.
No.
I saw a sketch on, I think it was on Instagram. Somebody finally put into a grouping of words, like, the way I feel about Yamaha.
Okay.
Like, why... Like, how Yamaha makes
everything?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really funny. I've always thought about that. Like, they make two-stroke motors. They make four-stroke motors.
Make a piano.
They don't make a car, though.
No.
Why not?
They probably just spit too much. Would you buy a Yamaha car?
I don't know.
I feel a little weird playing a Yamaha instrument.
Oh, man, they make really good guitars, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Every time I've ever played a Yamaha acoustic, it's been nice.
Yeah. I just feel so weird playing a Yamaha acoustic.
Why, because it's a motorcycle brand?
Yeah. Like, when my mom dies, I'm getting a Yamaha classical guitar.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And it's really exciting. I feel like I'm going to be playing, like, a $45 acoustic guitar.
You know, that's good, though, because it doesn't... You put that thought in the back of your head of, like, when my mom dies, I'm getting a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, I'm definitely not excited for my mother to die.
I know, and I'm not saying that anybody would be. It's just...
Well, then I won't have to go on many trips to Ottawa.
Like, when people get all these, like, this crazy inheritance, it must put a thought in the back of their head.
It does, yeah, 100%.
But your whole inheritance is a mediocre classical guitar.
Yeah. Exactly. And she's so excited about it. She's like, Kara's getting the house, but you, I've saved
this. Is this a real conversation? Are you serious?
She's really excited to leave this acoustic, this Yamaha classical guitar.
Did Yamaha build the house?
No.
Huh.
Yamaha did not build the house.
Well, you're lucky
just
then.
Just the guitar.
Because...
If Yamaha built the house, I'd be much more upset because that'd be a quality.
Be a quality good quality building. House.
Mm-hmm.
With a motor on the back of
it. Yeah, it could go anywhere. It'd be the first mobile, it'd be the best mobile home.
Yeah, a hoverabout house.
What, a hover house?
Like a house that can hover.
Yeah, hover home.
Well, somebody called me. I'm going to go check who that was, and we'll be back. We are the Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
Oh, you're Chris.
Sorry. I'm Chris. I'm Micah. Is this one of those there's nothing to do?
Yeah, I think that's one of those days.
I like that. I've been really trying to enjoy the process of things lately.
Yeah.
Like, a friend of mine said to me one time, like, sometimes you're just going to feel weird.
Mm-hmm.
And weird could mean depressed. It could mean out of your head a little bit, like, in terms of just not feeling like you're perceiving things in a straight up way. Or it could just mean you're really tired or really hungry or whatever.
Mm.
And I don't think it's... I mean, maybe I just did this once yesterday, but, you know, you do something once and then now that's what you do.
Yeah?
Well, no, but...
No.
And I just kind of said, whoa, I'm just feeling a bit weird right now. It'll pass.
Oh, that's great. You've, you've observed it and, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that's what you do.
Yeah. You don't have to be like... You don't have to fight it.
Yeah, you don't have to get out of it. You don't need to struggle through it and solve anything.
No.
You just accept that this is a state of things.
Just move. And the way of getting out of it is just continue to move.
Yeah. Just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
The only way out is through.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that was good. And then I don't know what else I was getting at. Oh, yeah. So, with, like, I've been... working on the vocals for a song. Like, whenever I get... I still have this default setting in my head that, like, something... that things are going to be easy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like... working through this song. I got everything recorded pretty much except the vocals. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And I've tried 3 times to get it right. And I think finally today I got something I like.
Yeah.
But as I was doing it, I wasn't like, it has to be good. It has to be done. I have to get it now. I was just like, I may or may not get it.
Yeah.
And I like doing this. And I'm not rushing towards the end. It's just what I'm doing right now. And maybe... Oh, yeah, and at one point, I got so mad that I started, like, screaming.
Nice.
And I, like, punched my chair. And I captured that on tape.
Oh, beautiful.
And I might put it somewhere.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, because that's raw emotion.
Raw emotion. This music's real. We're built from what's real.
Did DJ Khaled say that?
Maybe.
Cool. He's an American hero.
Yeah, man. They didn't want him to have a boat, so he got a boat.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. Just stuck it to the man by succeeding.
He got a boat.
He got a boat.
They're just haters.
All the haters are going to hate.
They're just peasants.
Yeah. Filthy hating peasants.
When somebody calls someone a peasant, it's just like an intellectually justified way of being classist.
Yeah. Which, classism's fair.
And everybody's just scared. Yeah. Like, you got like, poor people who are scared that they won't get their next meal.
Mm-hmm.
You have people like me who are basically poor, yeah. Scared that I will run out of money.
They got rich people who are...
Scared that someone's going to take their money.
Or that they're going to have to interact with us.
Yeah.
Going to have to interact with the poors.
We're all just scared. Yeah. They're all just scared.
Yeah.
Everybody's scared. So we should all just identify that we all have that in common.
Yeah.
And say, hey, you come from a different way. I come from a different way. But we're all equally scared. But why are we scared? We shouldn't be scared of each other. We're all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a boat. I guess if I don't have a boat, I guess I'm not the same.
No, I mean, if you're not the same as DJ Khaled.
No.
DJ Khalid.
Yeah. I do have talent, though.
Yeah. Another way you're not like...
Yeah, that DJ was what Khaled. I was implying.
Yeah.
You know, I really fight the urge to just rag on everything all the time, but some things...
Yeah. He does have that one song that I like. It's like, all I do is win, win, win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. You know, there's some people out there that, like, you see them and you're like, you just want to say to them, like, who hurt you, you know?
Yeah.
But then I guess that's kind of insensitive. But with DJ Khaled, I really don't think...
Anyone hurt
I think
him.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to break his stride. Ain't no one going to slow him down. Oh, no.
Who's that song by again?
I know it from... Puff Daddy and the Family.
Mm. Did they cover that song?
I think it was a cover, yeah.
Mm.
It was a cover of,
I guess it's kind gonna of... Make this
yeah, I don't know who did the original.
Oh, I got to That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's very positive.
Yeah.
Uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how, like, these things become a thing. Like, you don't... Like, you can be positive without outright saying, I'm being positive, right? Like, yeah. Just... But, like, that becomes somebody's jam, you know? Like, my jam is I'm being positive.
It's like, that you can't build a whole jam out of that. That's hardly a sugar.
Mm-hmm. I do see what you did there, and it wasn't much of anything.
No, it really wasn't. It was not my most greatest moment.
Neither was that.
No, that was an intentional one in all.
Sorry, I'm so bored, I'm like turning on you. It's you okay. Don't deserve that.
Better to turn on me than turn me on.
Mm-hmm.
It'd just be awkward.
Turn me on, dead man.
Because of our friendships.
I know.
I don't want to ruin the friendship by getting turned on.
Turn on, turn off, turn on, turn off.
Mm-hmm. Like a light switch. I'm a light switch.
What's that?
Oh, that was from an X-Trick.
Oh, yeah. I'm from an X-Trick. That's a good line.
Yeah.
Come on, you gotta have some kind of good story or something. I mean,
outside of the lady at the Fringe Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
You already told me that
I
one.
I know, it was so good. The...
Oh, right, she was calling someone a clown.
Yeah, so there's this lady at the Fringe Festival, and she's walking backwards, yelling at the ladies on the stage, doing her little hula hoop act. And this lady is just going, yelling, 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 and then she calls a person a clown. And then, so the walkway at the Fringe has these little rocks beside the walkway. So this lady turns around and trips on the rock and, like, does, like, a 270 degree fall. And, you know, in the most glorious slapstick manner, that, like, a clown couldn't have done that any better.
You know what would be amazing? If she, like, realized what was going on and leaned into it and just, like, stood up and was like, who's on first, am I right?
That would have been great. She did not respond that way, though.
No. The rest of the story was just sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
But, like, that was really great. It was really a... probably one of the greatest moments of my life.
The thing is, like, real everyday people are hilarious.
Yeah.
You ever notice that, like... You know a lot of people who are comedians.
Yeah.
And, like, the funniest people I know aren't comedians. They're just regular people.
Yeah, no. Hanging out with comedians is one of the more depressing things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
There is no joy in a comedian's life.
Yeah.
That's why they have to try to really be funny and really try hard to be funny.
Well, like, I consider myself a singer. Like, would you want me to be singing all the time?
No. Maybe. I wouldn't mind you singing all the time. I get your voice in my head sometimes. That's nice.
Thanks, baby.
But I consider myself a singer. No one would ever want to hear me sing.
But your voice is so... Your voice, singing voice, and your talking voice are just kind of in the same vein. So yeah. It's kind of like you're always being lyrical.
Yeah.
And that's a nice thing.
Nobody wants to hear me talk.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Ain't nothing gonna slow me down.
I would play that song, but I just don't think it's...
No.
Yeah.
I don't really
like it.
It belongs in movies over montages.
Or in my friend Pat's car, because he's got XM Radio, and that's a song that came on once.
Oh, no. XM Radio will really play anything, eh?
Yeah, and the thing is, it's supposed to be really high quality, but they're always playing those, like, crackly MP3s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yeah.
So much for the high quality of XM. Paying for radio.
Yeah.
I shake my head.
I think the business model of a lot of people that are sort of trying to appeal to people who don't have a ton of money but have enough money to suit what they think their tastes are, the business model is... If we charge them just a little bit more, but not so much they can't afford it, but just a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be quite perceptive enough, and they might be in denial enough to just think it's good quality.
Yeah.
Like, coffee.
Yeah.
100%. Not going to mention the name because I don't want to be mean.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that more coffee is just straight Nirvana, you know?
What?
I don't know.
Nirvana's a good thing.
Nirvana's a great thing. Greatest band ever.
One of the best, yeah.
Seattle's greatest export.
Besides coffee.
Besides coffee.
You know what was a really good place was Seattle's... Or... No.
No. Seattle's best coffee.
Not Seattle's best coffee. Tim something coffee? Tim Danke's coffee? No. Timothy's Coffee.
Oh, Timothy's, yeah.
It's one of those... You know those... I love those franchises that aren't very popular.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like... People seek out to be franchisees, right? Mm-hmm. And they're, like, looking around. They're like, what should I be a franchisee of? And then this one guy decided on Timothy's Coffee. And it was in... it was in that strip mall across from Old Tuxedo. It's been taken over now by... But, yeah. And, it was nice in there. And he was a really friendly guy. I think he was from India or Bangladesh.
Nice.
and he was really funny and really enthusiastic, and there were good coffee drinks there, and there were no other... It's like, yes, it's this. There are other Timothy's coffees, but there's so few of them that it's almost like an original place.
Yeah.
And like the way this guy presented the place was original, and he made like butter chicken and...
What?
Yeah.
So you could get butter chicken and coffee?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
But I think he sold it.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Or rich guy, depending on what he got for.
Yeah, maybe he got a little money. Yeah.
I hope so.
But yeah, like, what would you be a franchisee of if you had a chance?
I don't know. I'd be a franchisee of...
This sounds like a new drinking game.
Yeah.
What would you be a franchisee of?
Just like, what would I want to have represent me, eh?
I don't know.
I don't, like, it's...
Monstrosity Burger.
Oh,
wait, yeah. No, there was only one of those.
I would franchise... I'd be the first franchisee of Monstrosity Burger. But I'd lean so far to the left that it would, like, change the whole brand image of Monstrosity Burger.
Well, extremism begets extremism.
Yeah. I'd probably franchise Soup Sandwiches and More.
Are there several of those, or is there just the one downtown?
I think there's just the one. I don't know.
But that seems like it could be ubiquitous.
But it was cool, because I'd like to do a sandwich shop and just do all the sandwiches.
Yeah, see, people always have these grandiose ideas until they actually get into it.
Yeah.
I was schooled pretty hard at the house that I work at, because... And you know what? It was a really good... It was one of those moments where the person who schooled me did it in a way where it was very brief. Mm-hmm. It wasn't personal, but it deflated something in my ego. He knew exactly what I was doing. I'm the young guy that comes in, and I'm like having all these ideas about how I could improve the place.
Mm.
Which is just me being big-headed.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember how he did it, but he saw exactly what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cut me down just the right way, not to hurt my feelings, but just to say, come on. And then I remember that now when I'm... Because once you don't know how a thing is until you get into it.
Yeah.
Right? You think, I'm going to have all the sandwiches, but then it's like, where do I get proper mortadella? Bologna is really easy.
Yeah.
But I want to have a good bologna. I'm going to have organic bologna.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just doesn't work out.
Yeah, no. I would... It's hard to find a good organic bologna.
Origami
bologna.
Yeah, I love bologna.
Yeah, it's the best.
I think it's better for you than a lot of other meats because it's got all the organs in it, probably.
Yeah, probably.
It's basically just a food pellet.
Mm-hmm. Which, that's the future, man. Bologna is the future.
Pellet food.
We are all just rabbits.
We are all just rabbits.
We are all just rabbits. We're all just rabbits. Eating food, pellets.
I like those birds that make pellets for their young. We are the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Bird you later.
The movie I, Robot was on TV the other day.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice how there's a fan in that movie that's just a one-blade fan?
No, I never noticed that.
Yeah, we were making jokes about how, like, in the like, that's how you know it's the future, because the fan is just one blade. Would that be a better fan?
I don't know how it would be.
Like, it's just one blade.
One, you don't, so that means you're getting, like, one little piece of air from it.
Yeah.
And that would be better?
But maybe it was like a commentary on how the robots are going to take over even more and they don't actually need fans.
They don't need fans.
But they still want to make it seem like it's normal. Yeah. But it's also cool because it's futuristic.
Yeah, it's just super central air that's just like, yeah, they're making it seem like it. But they're also efficient. So it's like, why have five blades when you can have one? Since the one blade's not going to do anything either. Like the five wouldn't do anything. We'd basically have the fans off.
How many blades are in a fan? Two?
Nah,
oh, I have a three-blade over there.
Yeah, there's a three-blade fan. I have a five-blade fan.
Oh, yeah, and then there's those fans that have the two blade layers.
Yeah.
Those are neat.
Those are neat. But I believe the more blades, the more fan action is really going at
you. You don't think, though, that like the too many blades could like get in the way of something? The
circulation. I mean, I think the blades is what powers the circulation of the air.
When you have circulation problems in your bloodstream, why can't they just put little fans in there?
That'd be so good. Instead, I have to wear these compression socks. It's just awful.
Are you actually wearing compression socks?
I'm wearing one. My right leg is getting really fat all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's not a blood clot, because there's no pain and there's no, like...
Is it just blood flow?
So it's just, I just need... There's just not
enough. You do lots of walking.
I know, you'd think that would help.
What about hanging upside down?
I've started to sit... When I'm reading now, I sit with my legs up against the wall. facing upwards while I'm lying down.
I read half of the John Lennon biography, and that's how he used to read when he was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Perfect. So you're as good as John Lennon.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. My blood circulation is definitely...
It's a lot better than... Yeah, yeah. You have better blood circulation than
John Lennon right now, yeah. 100%.
I mean, that's a win.
That's a win.
We're always winning. DJ Khalid.
Yep.
DJ Pellet.
Oh, dude, it was win, no matter what.
That's so aggressive.
I know, I love it.
Jeez. I do... There is something to be said for, like... I had this thought the other day, like... Conviction at all... Like, even if you don't necessarily know why you have conviction... But, like, having... Whether or not you actually believe in it, like, just having conviction... Yeah. Should be enough.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's almost better if you don't believe in it, because then you're not so tied up in it. You just have conviction.
But if you don't believe... I think you have to have the... I think the belief is central to the conviction.
I know, but sometimes it's just good to have conviction.
Yeah. But how do you maintain conviction without belief in the
thing?
Then
you find another thing.
But then there's no more conviction.
I know, because you got bored of it, so you need to move on to the next one.
Okay.
And you're just having conviction all the time for things, different stuff.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is fun. I like going back and forth on things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it takes conviction. I think it takes a lot of courage to be wrong.
A certain conviction to be wrong.
Yeah.
Courage and conviction.
It's my third conviction of the day.
Nice. What did you do this time?
Believed in air horns are going to be the new future.
Yeah, they're so annoying. Anyone who blows an air horn deserves a conviction.
Remember that noise that people are using all the time?
Yeah.
That and the kids cheering sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the... Sadly, I think a lot of those things people just built into different sampling programs or DAWs.
Yeah.
And, like, they probably didn't even... They probably got paid one time for it.
Yeah. Which is so sad.
Yeah.
People should get paid all the time for everything.
I know.
Paid for everything, everywhere, all at once.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
So good. I could watch it a million times.
In the bagel. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. In the bagel.
What's the girl's name? It's Tupaki.
Oh, Jobu Tupaki.
That's the character's name, right? The evil version?
Yeah, and I think her name is Stephanie Hsu.
She's great.
Yeah. She got robbed at the Oscars. Still hate that. I'll never get over it.
What was it for supporting actress?
The supporting actress. And Jamie Lee Curtis won.
For the same movie?
For the same movie. And she was, like... Sorry, but, like, all... She was a bit part, yeah.
Somebody felt bad about something, and then they had to give it to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, white guilt. There wasn't enough white people winning Oscars.
Yeah, if we don't give it to Jamie Lee Curtis, it looks like we're pandering.
Yeah, because Best Supporting Actor was an Asian, was a Chinese man.
For what?
For that year, because it was Kiwi Kwong or whatever.
For that movie?
Yeah. He won the Oscar. And then they had it was a Chinese woman winning the Best Actress.
Who won Best Film in that one?
Oh, Everything Ever All.
Oh, good, good.
It was
good.
The greatest movie of all time.
It's very good. It's very, very good.
The only one that even sniffed at challenging it was The Banshees of Inisherin.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that.
You haven't seen it yet? It's so good.
Cool.
It's a nice slow burn.
I'm very happy that... I think Poor Things won for Best Film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you seen that yet?
No.
It's incredible. Sorry, I shouldn't hype it up, but...
Yeah, no, I don't get turned off when people overhype stuff. I get even more jazzed.
Yeah, and then he went and made another movie that came out like less than a year later.
Yeah.
That just apparently makes no sense.
Oh, who is this one?
Yorgos.
Oh, Yorgos.
He did The Lobster.
Oh, The Lobster was great.
I know.
Yeah, that movie was fantastic.
Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Have you seen that one?
I have not.
Yeah, I love The Lobster.
Yeah.
He did one when he was back in Greece called Dogtooth.
Oh.
Very strange movie. Teaches his daughters that are fully grown, who he has separated from the rest of the world, by scaring them into staying in a fenced-in compound. He teaches them the wrong words for everything.
Oh.
It's very strange. And there's a lot of licking.
Like...
I don't think the daughters are licking the dad, but...
Are they licking... Is he licking them?
I don't know. I think it's a... No, no.
I don't want that.
No, he's not licking them. But I mean, he is, like, forcibly confining them.
Yeah.
But I mean, in his mind, the world's too scary.
I get that. It's just, the world's a scary place, man. He's just keeping them safe.
I like it when a film or a work or whatever, a book, doesn't really have any moral obligation. It's just telling a story about very strange behavior.
Yeah.
It's not saying this is good or bad.
Yeah.
It's just showing
what is,
and it's very strange. I think some people get unsatisfied when they're not told what it's supposed to make you think.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You know, you want to be justified in your moral obligations.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know. I think everything's very confusing, so.
Mm-hmm. These are trying times.
But they've always been trying times.
Yeah. It's a time to try. That's all the time.
The years have passed so quickly. One thing I've understood, I am only learning to tell the trees from
You know, there's a new movement that, you know, everything just goes in waves, and it's, I wish there could be a middle ground, because things go too far one way, then they go too far the other way. Like, remember the helicoptering for parents? Parents? Now they're saying that, like, kids should just go out and hurt themselves.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
The kids need to eat bugs.
Yeah.
And they need to jump from buildings. And so, like, the problem is now the ability for kids to hurt themselves is so much greater. Although the real problem is, how did it get to the point where, like, we have legitimate concerns that there... Because there's a large amount of people who will hurt children.
There always have been, though.
Have there? Oh, our parents were just okay with it before. Yeah, why are we getting mad for... I'm becoming a habit of a helicopter. So...
Why don't you go fly... Why don't you go...
Fly off into the sunset.
You only have one blade, so you can't even fly. The helicopter parents of the future only have one blade, and they're useless.
Useless, one-bladed helicopter parents.
I'm just thinking that, like, a bit of both is good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and, like the fact that everything becomes a movement or a template makes for people not being able to... makes people have a harder time trusting their intuition and worrying about what other people think of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're just intuitively being a parent, you're going to be like, okay, it's good to let my kid go play out in the woods with his friends or her friends or their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, okay, it's late and I should make sure my kid's around, as opposed to being like, oh, I'm doing the new type of parenting. I don't even know where they are.
Yeah. And it's like, nowadays, kids have cell phones.
Yeah.
All the more reason to let them run and let them go. Like, don't get me wrong, I was terrified. At one point, Gray was suggested I go talk to a friend at the beer tent at the Fringe Festival. And I was like, I can't leave you alone for 2 minutes downtown. I can't leave you here. I can't go 30 steps over from you to see my friend for a second.
Yeah, you can. Watch me.
Oh, I couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Aw.
Because it was like, I can't trust the world with you. And, yeah, and it was just a really hard time. He was like, you should go. I'll be fine.
He would have been fine.
He would have been fine. He 100% would have been. He was like, I have a phone. It was like, I know how. I can catch an 18.
He is, but the thing is, he's smart enough now that whether you're helicoptering or non-helicoptering, he's going to make his own choices anyways.
Yeah.
So your fears aren't... I don't think your fears are imbuing him with anything, really.
No. But it was just like, you know...
But it's very sweet how much you love him.
But it was like, yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. If it was a better friend...
He's the best thing that ever happened to you.
He was, and the worst, which is all children... He is the best thing that ever happened to me, and he ruined my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's children.
Yeah, and you did that.
I did that. 100%.
It's so funny.
Except
I
wasn't the best thing that ever happened to my parents.
Sure you were. Ooh, who's that?
What?
There's a new friend there?
Oh, no, that was my band.
Oh, yeah. You have a practice?
Yeah.
Which band?
Oh, Empaths and Retrograde.
Oh, yeah, Chris's hot new band. Check them out.
Hot new band. Check us out Friday at the Park Alleys.
Yeah, the events guide is just us talking about our show. We have
When's your next one?
August 8th at the Shrugging Doctor Brew Tap House.
Hot dag.
It's an acoustic show.
Ooh. Get Steven on the...
He's got a cocktail kit. Yeah, it's just like a small kick drum.
Okay.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's a small kick drum and like a snare and a cymbal.
Oh, nice.
And then the stick bundles or the brushes, I think.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to wash my hair that day.
That's the events guide.
I'm excited that it's happening. And you've been listening to the events guide on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're the two princes. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
I'm hopeful that we can be social and possibly even be friends. If we play our cards right, you'll go out with me some night. We'll see how our evening ends. Do you like dancing like waltz? And I'm romantic, periodically I'll make you smile. You're upside down rainbow, you tickle me, Elmo, the prettiest star.
Yep. You notice how emo tried to make a comeback?
Yeah.
It's just like, they just attempt a 20-year cycle every time.
Yeah, it's just people trying, the problem is it's just trying people trying to recreate the sound.
Yeah. It's not about the sound, it's about being emotional.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Because, like, what made My Chemical Romance so great was the fact that they were just such emotional babies.
And they had good tunes.
I had good tunes.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Do you have a good tune? If you don't, you're just going to fall in love with the idea of it.
Mm-hmm. Because, like, you had Youngblood and Machine Gun Kelly representing emo for a while.
Yeah, that was like, something.
Oof.
Yeah, they're best friends.
Are they best friends? That makes sense.
Yeah. They can have each other.
They can have each other and Avril. Apparently she was dating this Youngblood guy for a while.
She was dating Youngblood?
Yeah, this like 21-year-old kid or whatever.
I think he's like 27 or something. Okay. Now.
Was still sad.
I'm really glad I was wrong about Post Malone because I think he's 28 now.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was going to be the next 27
club. Oh, so glad he didn't. So glad he made it.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Posty.
Whenever that was.
Whenever it was. Nice to know that you're going to be in it for the long haul.
Who's this new guy, Post-it Note?
Post-it Note.
Didn't you see, like, I think people do that on purpose. Like, they, like, when they're trying to kind of act like they're out of touch.
Yeah.
But they actually sort of do know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But they're trying to be condescending. Yeah. But come across like they're out of touch.
Yeah, it's like the My Face.
What?
It's like when people call, like, Facebook or MySpace My Face or
mm-hmm.
Facebooks.
Heaven forbid I know about a thing that everybody knows about.
Yeah. I don't want to be a normie.
I'm terminally unique.
Yeah. I'm a terminal eunuch.
In my mind,
my balls are cut off.
In my head, isn't that?
In my head, yeah. Machine Gun Kelly, MGK.
MGK, baby.
Yeah. He was engaged to... What's her face?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. And, like, they were into some crazy bondage stuff.
Well,
I think she might have, like, have a tattoo of the wedding band or something. Might have been one of those types.
The wedding band is like, 8 sizes too small.
Yeah, is that the thing? It just causes her face.
Constant bondage.
Yeah.
It's like a hair shirt for your fingers.
Yeah, her
your stand is the hair shirt I wear.
And this hair shirt is war. I love that.
I don't have the CD, but I have.
You have the case, though.
I have the... If you can't see what we're looking at, this is the CD case for Gordon.
Bare Naked Ladies Gordon, one of the top 3.
This is the guy who's Lanyu Mode.
Yeah.
And I just love how Ed Robertson has got his big beefy leg there. He's wearing shorts.
Yeah, he's got legs for...
Like, and funnily enough, this is the fashion that's come back.
Yeah.
Like, it's not fashion. There's nothing... Besides the cool guy who's Lanyu Mode's shirt...
Yeah, that's a good shirt.
That's a good shirt. I don't mind the bass player's hat.
No?
It's
pretty obnoxious.
I guess so. But it's not as obnoxious as the bass player from Pearl Jam's hat.
No.
Remember that hat?
That hat was a hat.
Remember that hat?
That was a hat.
Remember that hat? I mean, Ed Robertson really has positioned himself as the goofball of the band.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's got that and Late Night Record Show. Yeah. That's all he has.
Yeah.
Then this guy, you can tell, is going to quit eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I think he's still there.
He probably is.
It's,
You don't quit in the Bare Naked Ladies.
Well, Stephen Page did.
Well, he got...
He got a kicked. Charge. Yeah.
He did something that was bad for the image of the band.
Yeah. But I think he's doing okay now. I think he got his...
Yeah, he's back in the band. Everyone...
In the band again?
I think he's back in the band. Nice. I'm pretty sure he's back.
See, you can make yourself better.
Yeah.
Even if you're humiliated publicly.
And they kind of... I think the band kind of realized that. I mean...
He's the guy.
At one point, they thought that Ed Robertson could be the guy.
No.
And they're like, oh, no.
No.
All he's got is Late Night Record Show. Does Ed Robertson do anything besides that?
Well, he does Late Night Record Show. Stephen Page was very sorry for what he did. He got his act together, and now he's still the best guy in the Bare Naked Ladies.
Always will be.
You know, he actually wrote a lot of songs with Stephen Duffy from Duran Duran.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like that song Jane from, I think, their second.
Yeah. Yourself. Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should try. I think Gordon is just a fantastic record.
Yeah.
Unironically. You know, at first when I listened to it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We had the sandwich demo tape, like where they do Fight the Power and all that stuff. And then, you know, I used to listen to tapes when I was going to sleep at night. I think I'm going to start doing that again. It's not quite the same when you just put a YouTube video on your phone beside your ear.
Yeah.
I think a tape is the way to go. I used to listen to this show called Midnight Cab.
Okay.
It was very good. It's from CBC in the 90s. It's a mystery show about a young hotshot detective.
Ooh.
Who just kind of isn't really even a cop. He's just good at solving crimes.
Nice.
And the classic trope. It's a word.
It is a word. It's a great word.
It's just overused.
Yeah.
But that's kind of my problem.
And that's a trope in itself.
I know. Being the guy
using the word trope. And the being upset about using the word trope are the guys, the being upset about words being overused trope.
Yeah. It is a real word.
You know what word is really overused? The.
I know. The. And so he, yeah, but it's like the grizzled cop who's reluctant about how brilliant the young guy is.
Yeah.
But then he's got enough sense to admire his brilliance, and then they become friends.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so I used to listen to tapes. I had the Bare Naked Ladies had that demo that was, it was the same 5 songs on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a sandwich on it. And then my parents got me Gordon, and I really liked it. And then later on, I was like, Bare Naked Ladies are lame. But then I got the tape, and I kind of started listening to it as a joke. And then I was like, holy crap. These are very, very good songs.
Yeah.
Like, they're a box set.
Yeah.
I love that song. Yeah. And I'll don't think Ed Robertson even does the scat solo on that one song. I think that's the bass player.
Probably.
He has to be the goof.
Yeah, he's just there because they like to have him around.
Isn't that funny?
He knows how to hang.
Isn't that funny how in prison it's like the biggest insult?
Yeah.
Like if you call someone a goof, like you're getting in a fight.
Yeah, I love getting called a goof outside of prison.
Yeah, it's silly. You're a goof.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. I remember one time I was doing a radio thing, and my girlfriend at the time knew this guy that was interviewing us, and I was like, oh yeah, she said you're a real goof. And I meant it in a nice way, like, you're silly, but he didn't, I don't think he took it very well. Or maybe it was just me perceiving that he didn't take it that well, because in that moment I remembered. Or maybe maybe before I even knew what goof was, the impact of goof hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're a goof.
You're a goof.
That guy's a goof. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a goofy guy.
A funny, goofy guy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
Nice breathing.
Yeah, sometimes I actually breathe it all out. Do you still meditate twice a day?
Yeah.
Nice. I can do 15 minutes in the morning comfortably.
Nice. That's very good.
Yeah. 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 But I'm realizing I need a nighttime plan, too. Because the day sure gets to you.
Yeah. It's good to do it. Like, I find if I meditate right before bed, like, even meditate in bed,
mm-hmm.
you're just going to pass right out.
Yeah.
It's probably the best way to, like, you know it's time for bed. Go to, you know, meditate. And then fall asleep while you're doing it. Then you're done. And you have the nicest sleep. Wake up in the morning. Do it all again.
Amazing. Rinse, repeat.
Rinse, repeat. And do your whole day backwards.
I like that one.
That'd be a neat way to do things.
Yeah.
But then you're showering twice a day. Sorry, I'm showering twice a day if I do it backwards.
What do you mean? What?
Oh, if I was to end my day in the inverse of how I start my days.
But you would shower once because you're still doing the same day.
Well, I'd shower in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I'd meditate, shower, brush teeth, yada, 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 yada.
Oh, you're talking about if your whole day was like a palindrome, like a mirror image.
Yeah.
Because you meditate, then you shower.
Yeah.
So it's not really backwards. It's just a mirror image.
Yeah, a mirror image. That'd be neat.
Well, you gotta stop showering.
That's the thing, eh? Save the earth. Water, wind, fire, heart.
We're the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did.
Oops, that's a gross one. I stopped myself. Because there are certain noises that just you just can't do them because they're too weird.
Yeah.
Too creepy.
That's a noise for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've talked about Gordon. Is there another type of Gordon we can talk about?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon Ramsay.
Mm.
He had a baby, apparently, or something.
Oh, yeah? Recently?
Yeah. Yeah, so excited about that.
How old is his wife?
I can only imagine her to be... I picture her, like, 72. She's, like, this nice, heavy-set Irish girl.
That's 72?
That's 72. Wears a sundress.
I married her because she's good at babies.
Big calves.
Yeah.
He's just a nice, loving, doting husband. He's like, oh. He kisses her on the cheek and she smiles.
Aw. Gordon Ramsay's a pretty nice guy, I think, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not just trying to be contrarian. Like
No, it's all an act.
But it's not even. It's more just like being serious about food.
Yeah.
Although, is cooking even fun for him anymore?
I doubt it.
And, like, what's up with saying, don't eat at places that have pictures of the food on the menus?
Yeah.
Those are the best places.
100%.
Have you ever been to Red Lobster?
Yeah.
I love the atmosphere in there.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
Mm.
I just love it.
Don't eat at places that have a wine menu where the title of it is in a different font and a nice burgundy. Avoid those places. Don't eat at a restaurant where the menu is written cursive. How about that?
Yeah.
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 How about that, Gordon? Don't eat at a restaurant that serves beef Wellington.
And don't eat at a restaurant that has a very small menu for the sake of having a very small menu.
Yeah.
I want every type of thing. I want chilies.
Yeah.
You can go to Chili's. You can go to Chili's. They get you salsa and chips.
Yeah.
You can get ribs.
Yeah.
Like, that's every kind of food.
Yeah.
And it's called Chili's.
Yeah.
But you can also get... a parfait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want everything. Don't give me this specialized nonsense.
Everything everywhere all at once for food.
And like, what's with the portion size? Don't ever tell me that you're giving the customer too much.
Yeah, just
we want big portions. We don't want, you know, this idea that it's all about elegance.
Yeah, we want big portions, not a premeditated food
portion.
You know
what's better than a 4-ounce Kobe? What? That's better than a 2-ounce Kobe beef thing.
20 ounces
of any other
sirloin.
Beef. Yeah. Yeah, the difference is negligible, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Ed Robertson would agree.
He would. He loves portion sizes.
It's his favorite passion.
Mm-hmm. The food was terrible, but the portion sizes... 5 stars.
Yep. One time I heard someone be like, Michelin, it's just like a tire thing.
Yeah. I don't want no tire company telling me what to eat.
Yeah. Unless it's Goodyear.
Yeah. Goodyear stars.
I'm going to start my new one called Goodyear stars.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty rubbery potato you got there. Yeah, but it's a tire review.
It's a great tire. These potatoes make excellent wheels.
And with that, we shall retire.
Boom. You've been listening to The Two Princes on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
We will see you next time.
Is it possible to... It's so hard to not say CKW, right? It's like... Diction, you know? If I say CKUW, I sound like some kind of nerd.
Yeah.
But if I say CKUW, well, that's fine, but it's not quite there, but what are you supposed to do?
It's not YW. We're not calling someone a W. It's CKUW.
Yeah, W. Winner. We're calling you all winners. You're all winners.
Well, you're all winners in my book, homie.
Because every day we're winning.
We're going to win no matter what.
Farewell.
Got a boat because they didn't want me to get a boat.
Oh. Ah, well. See you later.
I'm gonna turn it. Fell like rain.